Hey there. It's been a wild ride in the crypto world lately, right? Bitcoin's been bouncing around like a pinball machine, and investors are scrambling to make sense of it all.
Absolutely. Industry expert Samson Mo dives deep into this chaos, explaining that the recent downturn isn't just a random crash. It's a complex dance of macroeconomic shifts, regulatory changes, and market cycles.
Yeah, Mo's got a point. While the price drop is tough to stomach, he frames it as a natural phase in Bitcoin's growth. Think of it like a teenager hitting a growth spurt, messy, but necessary for the next stage.
Exactly. The key is separating short-term hiccups from long-term fundamentals. If you're holding Bitcoin, it's less about the daily drama and more about the big picture.
Understanding the recent price pressure. Let's break this down. Mo calls the recent price slump a bloodbath, but he's quick to clarify it's not a one-off event. It's a perfect storm of factors.
Right. Global economic uncertainty, like inflation, interest rates, and geopolitical tensions, has created a perfect recipe for volatility. Central banks' policies are pushing investors toward alternatives like Bitcoin.
But it's a double-edged sword. While some see Bitcoin as a hedge, others are wary of its wild swings. It's like balancing a tightrope between opportunity and risk.
And then there's the regulatory landscape. Governments are all over the map, some embracing crypto, others cracking down. It's a chaotic environment that can shake investor confidence.
True. But Mo argues that these headwinds, while frustrating, are temporary. The long-term case for Bitcoin is getting stronger, even as the short-term noise grows.
Market cycles play a role too. Bitcoin isn't immune to corrections. These are part of its maturation, like a tree shedding leaves before new growth.
History shows Bitcoin often consolidates after big rallies. It's a reset button, giving the market time to recalibrate before the next surge.
While the corrections stung, they're essential for building lasting value. Mo's message is clear. This isn't a failure, it's a sign of growth.
Addressing quantum computing concerns. Now let's tackle the elephant in the room, quantum computing. Some folks are freaking out about it, breaking Bitcoin's security.
I get it. Quantum computers could theoretically crack SHA 256. But Mo says the fear is overblown. The crypto community is already ahead of the curve.
Right. The Bitcoin network is designed to evolve. Developers are actively testing quantum-resistant protocols, so the threat is more hypothetical than imminent.
Mo calls the existential threat narrative speculative. Quantum computing is a marvel, but its practical application to Bitcoin's security is still a ways off.
And the industry's proactive approach. That's a big win. Bitcoin's security isn't just about the code. It's about the community's commitment to innovation.
By addressing these fears, Mo wants to cut through the noise. Investors should focus on Bitcoin's strengths, not hypothetical risks.
Catalysts for the next recovery phase. Now let's look ahead. Mo outlines the drivers for Bitcoin's next big move. It's not just about the market, it's about the ecosystem.
Institutional adoption is a huge one. More banks, hedge funds, and corporations are jumping on the Bitcoin bandwagon, bringing legitimacy and stability.
Exactly. These players are reshaping Bitcoin's role in global finance, turning it from a niche asset into a serious store of value.
Technological upgrades are another key. Innovations like the Lightning Network make Bitcoin faster, cheaper, and more user-friendly.
That's right. These advancements are addressing scalability and privacy, making Bitcoin practical for everyday use.
And macroeconomic trends. Inflationary pressures in fiat currencies are pushing more people toward decentralized assets.
Especially in emerging markets, Bitcoin is becoming a hedge against hyperinflation and a tool for financial inclusion. It's a lifeline for many.
These catalysts are building a solid foundation. The next recovery won't be driven by hype. It'll be fueled by real-world adoption and innovation.
The path forward, resilience and long-term fundamentals. Mo wraps it up by emphasizing Bitcoin's resilience. Short-term turbulence. Sure, but it's part of the journey.
Agreed. The key is not to let the noise of the market cloud your view of Bitcoin's long-term potential. Focus on its fundamentals, decentralization, scarcity, and growing adoption.
That's the takeaway. Investors need patience, too. Bitcoin's value creation is a marathon, not a sprint.
And the crypto space is maturing. Volatility will remain, but the industry's focus on innovation, security, and adoption is creating a more stable future.
So, while the road ahead isn't smooth, it's paved with the promise of growth. Bitcoin's story isn't over, it's just getting started.
Exactly. Stay grounded, stay informed, and remember, the long game is where the real value lives.